Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It's Tuesday, June 24th. I had to think for a minute. And you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks for tuning in again tonight. Looking forward to a good call with y'all tonight. Definitely have a lot of information. Can't wait to hear what Sue has for us tonight and what Bob is going to bring. We're just ready to roll. So let's do this before we go to Sue and a teaching that she's found for us, which is always exciting. Let's go ahead and pray the call in. Lord God, we thank you so much for who we are and where we are in the timeline of where you've put us for a reason. Thank you that the Big Call talks about being called for a certain time, for a certain thing that you have for us to do. Thank you that that's still the case and that everything is rolling according to plan. Thank you for the peace of Jerusalem. Thank you for the peace in the Middle East. Thank you that this so-called peace accord will hold up with no more shenanigans from either side, but rather that this peace will be respected and that we can go about making it a lasting peace and creating trade opportunities and so on in the Middle East. Lord God, thank you for all that you've done to prepare us for our blessing. Thank you for bringing it to us in the specified time. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Kind of a little current events thrown into the prayer there, Sue.
That was really appropriate. Very good.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I'm excited to hear what it is the teaching will be about. I don't know. When I come to these calls, you guys, Sue doesn't tell me ahead of time, oh, we're going to teach on this so I can think and research and look into it. It's totally off the cuff for Bob and for me. So I'm excited to hear what you have for us tonight, Sue.
And it is actually a kind of divination because selecting the teaching is, you know, kind of tuning in to what everybody needs to hear. It's not casual. It's takes about an hour. It takes about an hour to sit. Which one
that's
is this?
Really good.
So let's do this for everyone that's listening. This is one of the most important considerations, and we'll get into it in our discussion. Being a decisive person. So we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently say, the Lord is my helper in time of need. I will not be afraid. What will man do to me? Hebrews 13:6. If you've ever felt stressed out in the face of multiple options, I have good news for you. You can be a person who makes wise, bold, and confident decisions. You don't have to go through life feeling indecisive and unsure, and you don't have to be intimidated any longer by the sheer number of choices before you. Simply ask God for his direction, and then take the steps he gives you peace about. When you trust his guidance, he'll show you what decision to make. Believe that you have God's wisdom and take steps of faith rather than being frozen in fear. You can hear from God and you can be led and guided by the Holy Spirit. Believe it and be confident. And then the next step is to find the good in everything. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Ephesians 4:29. There's great strength in speaking positive, faith-filled words over your day. Rather than talking about all the things you're dreading, speak God's promises over the day to come, and incredible things can happen. Instead of saying, Ugh, it looks like rain today. How depressing. Say something like, rain or shine, I'm going to have a great day.
Yes.
Instead of saying, I have so much work to do this week, I can't wait until it's over, say something like, it looks like a challenging week ahead, but I can't wait to see how God is going to use me and help me enjoy it. Do you see the difference? When you change the conversation, you stop dread dead in its tracks. Speak confident, optimistic words each day and watch what God will do. Have the faith to speak about God's promises that opens the door for God to work in your life. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That was a very good teaching, and I appreciate that. That tells us a lot about how we're to approach the day. And I was thinking, oh, ugh, or ach, or oi, it's going to rain today. Well, you know what? We can use a little rain when it's 101 degrees out, right, Sue? So,
right.
You know, you know, I think in all things, you know, be happy, be joyful. In all things, acknowledge God. He will acknowledge you, and he will direct your paths. I just think that was a very good idea of how to go about day by day. And don't, you know, look forward to the day when you have to see, oh, I can't wait until the weekend, or I can't wait until this, you know. Each day should be a day which we enjoy. You know, we might have to do some tough things. We might have to make some decisions that might not work out perfectly, but that's okay because we learn from our mistakes. You know, we don't do everything perfectly. You know, we just don't. We make mistakes, but hopefully we learn as we do these things, even with our projects. Are they going to run perfectly? I don't think so. I want them to run well. I think they will overall, but we'll probably make some mistakes along the way. But hopefully we learn from those, and we learn from those, and we all go, okay, yeah, I see how that didn't quite work out. Let's do it differently. Let's find another way to create this opportunity for people. Let's find another way to do it. You know, create that. Be creative in your thinking and in your planning. I just think that was a really good teaching to help us to live day by day, moment by moment, without getting too far ahead of ourselves. Sometimes we get too far ahead of ourselves, and God says, you know, don't worry about tomorrow because tomorrow has enough problems of its own. In other words, focus on the day that you're in right now. Focus on today and deal with what's going on in your life today. And if God has something that you have to go through to get there, look how much we've had to go through to get to the other side of this valley. You know, we've had to go, you know, for me, 20 years, for a lot of you guys, 14 years of the big call, you know, to get through what God has for us. He didn't say it's going to be a bed of roses. He said, you will have trials. You will have tribulation. You will have things that you have to deal with. And they're there to make us stronger, to teach us. So hopefully we can say, okay, did I learn something from that situation? What did I learn? How can I apply that to my next step forward, my next project? You know, I think that's how we have to look at it. Be open to what God reveals to us on a daily basis, either through his word, through prayer, through fellowship with other believers, whatever you want to call it. You know, that's where we get iron sharpening iron. Iron sharpens iron. And that's what we're to do for each other, you know? So that's what I got out of the teaching so far, Sue, without preaching into oblivion. That's what I got. And I really enjoyed that teaching, so thank you so much for that. Bob, I can't wait to hear what your take is on this teaching tonight.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you for getting the week off on the right foot, where we can all be very decisive. I'm definitely inspired from this teaching. And I'm thinking, you know, what's with this decisive thing? And I started thinking, well, you know, this is my life. This is the life that God gave me. And I'm waking up in the morning and I'm going to make some very decisive decisions. So my decision is here this morning that I'm going to overcome. And I'm not just going to kind of casually overcome. I'm going to be aggressive. And some people would say, well, don't be so aggressive. Why are you so aggressive? Well, aggressive can be good if it's used to overcome any doubt you might have or lack of faith or any supposed limits. And if you're going to wake up and make a very decisive decision, this is the time to be aggressive. Look in the mirror and point at yourself and say, today is the day God gave me, and I'm going to aggressively pursue my mission that was given to me upon my birth. And at the same time, you want to be defensive, right? And people might say, well, why are you so defensive? Well, I'm defensive, right? Why? Because I'll not be afraid, right, of man or demons. I'm not afraid of anything. God put me here to stand tall, to be aggressive in my pursuit of my excellence in his witness, and to be defensive against those that might try to stop me from fulfilling my sacred contract with God.
There you go.
And, you know, and as Sue was saying, you want to hear the guidance that God has to give you. And as you hear it, move with that confidence. And, you know, as she also said, you know, rain or shine. Well, I was thinking rain or shine, it's still divine. And God's promises are for peace on earth, right? We'll have it. And this is the time to be aggressive in pursuing peace and pursuing understanding of others. And how are we to have peace on earth if we don't concentrate deeply on how to be empathetic, how to understand other people, how to help them as we help ourselves to fulfill the needs that we have, which are to have these positive feelings, feelings of faith, feelings of connectedness to God. And there's nothing wrong with being very sharply focused and decisive and to appear convicted and even stubborn in our pursuit of fulfillment of our sacred contract.
Oh, Bob, that's really good. I like that. Being decisive. Sue, you are extremely decisive, I think.
Yes.
And I don't know how aggressive. I think you're plenty aggressive. I know you were on the tennis court. But I look at you and think, you're assertive. You might be aggressive.
Exactly.
But I know you're very assertive. So I like what Bob had to say. I like it a lot. I think it's good. And you brought us back to the idea of, you know, being confident and, yeah, be assertive and be aggressive on what you think and be, you know, be what God wants you to be. Be who God has called you to be. What about you, Sue?
Oh, this is a rich, rich moment because decisiveness, I think, is one of the most, and I love the way this teaching brought it out, you can have short-term decisiveness You can have decisiveness that's coming from impulse. I mean, there's a lot to look at it, but the wisdom and decisiveness that is tuned into God and what God wants for you. And I'm going to be talking about it in my segment, but I'm going to share a little story from my personal life. And it's about being decisive to get closer to God every single day. That's number one. And then number two, where I am right now, it's 100 degrees. It was going to be 100 degrees by noon. And so I had to alter my chronobiology. That's like your clock for when you work out. And I've been doing that for, like, I don't even tell you, multiple decades. And I had to say to myself, okay, I'm going to get up at 6:15, and I've run in hurricanes, in all sorts of environments. And that takes, and all of us have shown this commitment. To be on this call takes decisiveness. To be stubborn, to know that this is happening, takes decisiveness. To, you know, be a leader, like I'm going to dedicate this to Catherine if she's listening. You know, she's a fencing instructor. She leads people. She does this. Or Monica, if she's listening, and she's got a child that she adopted that had dwarfism. That's incredible. Mm-hmm. And everybody on this call, we're all demonstrating, like Bob said, this commitment. And then the commitment extending to do what it takes no matter what. You've got to be a person that is going to be true to your deepest values no matter what. And then you're going to find that it never stops there. It's not about, like what you were saying, Bruce, it was interesting, my inner response. Mm-hmm. And you did a really nice job of shifting it a little bit. You can't just slap sayings on people's heads and say, you know, we should be doing this and we should be doing that. People are so sensitive these days to having another thing to do to be perfect enough, as you said.
Right.
It's not about that. It's about awareness. It's about assertiveness and awareness. And your people that are listening to this right now are probably going, okay, what am I aware of that I just know is tired and old and just I'm hanging out in too much comfort? I'm hanging out in too much comfort. And I'm really disciplined, but to do this whole big reversal that I did today, it took a lot of strength. I was really aware of it. I was really aware of it. So whenever you make a change, a little change, you're going to notice in your body. And that, to me, is the big key in all of this. We can talk about ideas and be up in our head, but until they're in our bodies and our emotions, and we're actually living and experiencing them, so they're a part of us, somatically. So they're literally moving through our whole body. And listen to my segment, because I found out something that Bob probably knows about, but I had no idea about. And it's literally what we're going to do to change the world that none of us were exposed to. Nobody. Nobody's parents. Nobody's. You can see the results of this out in the world. So what I liked about this teaching and what you both brought, we are the cycle breakers for a world that distracted you from God, from loving yourself in God, and then being able, it has to go like that, loving God, loving yourself, and then bringing that love and wholeness to the world. And that's how we're going to get a healthy world. You can't have it if your body and your mind are constantly under stress and struggle and worry and this and that. And that you will hear in my segment. Something that you never even thought about, but is hiding in plain sight. So that's, those are my comments.
That's very good, Sue. I like that. Appreciate that. And I know that you did it so that you could get out, get your dance out, done first, and then go out and walk and do a nice long walk and try to beat the 100-degree mark today. But
yes.
Didn't you say it was like 100 degrees at noon today?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty hot for the Northeast. Wow. Well, that's a really interesting and important change that you made in that timeline. Well, Sue, I think that was great, and I appreciate that. And I love Bob's comments. Really good. And we're decisive. I think we're all getting more and more decisive and realize we might not make the best decision all the time, but God will course correct us if we make a bad decision, show us maybe a different way to do it or a better way to do it, and he'll help us course correct as we go forward. But until we go forward, you know, there's no course correction. It has to happen as we're going, as we're doing, as we're going forth with our projects, for example. Sue, that was really good. I enjoyed that. Let's see if we have any prayer requests or any praise reports that you can find for us tonight.
We do. And let's just continue with our consistent pattern. We're not going to add novelty to this pattern.
Okay.
This is from Pastor Scott. I pray tonight for all of us in Big Call Universe who are ready to lead humanity through making the world greater again. Blessings to all who pursue leveling the playing field. We're on the verge of greatness in God's eyes. Thank you, Bruce, Bob, and Sue, for training and equipping us to use our God-given gifts to bring glory to and because of God. I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
Thank you, Pastor Scott. Appreciate that word. Thank you so much. Yep. Equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. Absolutely. That's what we're doing.
That's interesting. I'm going to key off of that on my segment.
Okay.
Now we have equipping the saints. And now we have something from Solange. Please pray that DRC will not be bothered by the challenges the world throws at him on a daily basis. But I don't know who DRC is.
DRC.
I wonder if she's meaning DJT, but I don't know.
I don't
Throwing
know
him
that.
On a daily,
I wonder.
I know, it's just basis, but he may have a daily fresh encounter with Jesus, and he may know experientially the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, and that this may be a body that's wholly filled and flooded with God himself. So we're just going to pray for DRC, assuming that that's a family member, and we're going to pray for DRC and all the people that we know that we want to see more deeply immersed in God and God's love and Christ. And so we're going to see the whole world being covered in the love of Christ and the love of God and the love of each other and the love of nature. And the interconnection that is that love that is going to remove the separation, the struggle, and the stress. And we see that all separation from God's love is being cleared away, and hearts are opening, bodies are being healed, finances are representing freedom, and people can sigh and take a deep breath and remember who they are spiritually. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen. Amen.
And we have from Ms. Xenia, Psalm 28:7. God, I praise you for being my shield, help, and joy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him. We pray for world peace. Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help. This verse identifies God as a source of both refuge and strength, especially in times of difficulty. John 14:27 reads, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Jesus offers a unique peace that is not affected by the troubles of the world.
Yeah.
Today we pray for all the leaders and listeners, RV blessing, med beds at positive negotiations for peace, agreed with for Israel, Iran, Russia, and Ukraine. We're praying for lasting peace. We continue to pray for everyone's health, finances, and well-being. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed and safe week. Jeannie.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jeannie. Same to you. And that was very good. Yes, we are definitely continuing to lift the president up, President Trump, and his boldness to do what we did Friday night into Saturday. And it was the result that actually gave us the green light to go forward with the revaluation and everything we're looking for. That was the green light. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Jeannie. Pastor Scott, everybody, Shamim, thank you. Sue, this is a really cool time when we transition over and we get your perspective. And I know that the teaching might have been a little bit of a tease as to what you're going to bring to us in your segment tonight. So I think it sounds great. I'm looking forward to hearing what you have tonight.
Well, the teaching was a setup for, I got a lot of positive feedback about that visualization where people were imagining opening this cupboard that turns into a door that turns into not only their door of abundance, mm-hmm. but then the door that everyone is going to open. And it just really, it's not something most people think about, is it's not just you, it's your children, it's the people you know, it's everyone in the world experiencing liberation from, to start, a financial tyranny and system. So I wasn't expecting to go into this space, but I'm here, so I'm going to do it. So here's the thing that I'd like you, this is called contextual intelligence. Think about your mother and father, your grandmother, grandfathers, their grandmothers and grandfathers. Think about what they experienced life after life, generation after generation. And what they learned, what they embodied, and little do you know, your DNA is shaped by the quality of experience. It's called epigenetic science. So you don't really inherit disease. You inherit the passed down experiences of the previous, some researchers say, 8 generations. And so you're going to receive all this wealth. Everybody's going to receive all this wealth. But what has humanity actually been through? When you think about why you love Christ so much, what's the purpose behind that? It's to transcend into a peaceful, beautiful, non-survival, non-separated, the Father and I are one, love your brother and your sister, experience of reality. That's the reason you're doing it. But if your nervous system, what you 95% of you that's unconscious is running, seeing your parents achieving so much that they weren't there for you emotionally, distraction, parents overloaded, competition in school, especially as we started getting more and more digital, distraction, 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 escaping from the self. Like, I'll be good when I have millions of dollars. That's the model of reality. Or families just, you know, just this very fragmented, not well, chronically stressed out, and very, very divisive world. Well, it turns out, and I was shocked at this, Bob. I do a lot of research. I'm kind of what we would call a citizen scientist and a researcher. And so I was on hunting around this weekend, and I came across, and get your pens out because this is going to be something for people with their projects.
Okay.
I came across something that was about lifestyle medicine. Bob, I'd never heard of that. In 30 years I've been doing this, I didn't know, write this down, everybody, lifestyle medicine. If you'd said, you know, holistic healing, anything, alternative medicine, sure, I would have known that. I want you to think about this for your projects, for your families, and is the basis of the 6 pillars to prevent, treat, and often reverse chronic disease. Let me just pause here for a second. My crucible moment in my life was when my mother died at the age of 21. When I was 21, she was 46, of cancer all through her body. And I just went, this isn't right. I'd started running back then, and I went, something, it was like a wake-up call that's not the way life is supposed to be. And I have been incredibly disciplined and teaching myself and growing out of a toxic, some of the most high-stress jobs, etc. Here are the pillars of lifestyle medicine, and it's in every program that we do, all of the leadership programs. Here we go. Nutrition. That's why Bob is on the phone. You are getting lifestyle medicine when you come to this call. Restorative sleep. Next pillar. Social connection. Boy, do you need to come to the big call, because who can you talk to or hear anything about this with anyone?
Right.
That is like literally recreating the lifestyle. Did anybody, when you were growing up, talk to, well, my mother was really into nutrition. Nutrition, were they focusing on their sleep? Were they looking at the quality of their social connection? We did a whole class on that. Intimacy Nutrient Density Index. Wait until I come up with the last one. Physical. Did you see your, I saw my, not, we've got to get people, this is a world I want to see. I want to see a world where the husband and wife are modeling for their children. Okay, dad's going to watch you now while mom goes out for a run. I want to see people like literally committing, being decisive, because without physical activity, you just say, come on, disease, welcome in. I'm just gonna let my lymphatic system get slow. I'm not gonna have any energy. I won't stimulate my brain with brain drive, nootropic factor. Where do you think I get my energy? Decades of practice. Stress management. So that's church, neuroplasticity in Christ meditation, quieting the mind, being mindful, paying attention to your emotions. Nobody saw their parents doing that. And here we go. Here's my big bomb drop. This is big, so get ready. I made this for this organization that I'm starting. Avoiding risky substances. The sick. And guess what? It's not just tobacco. So I did research. Here it is. And there are people that are leaders that are going to be coming out just like Kennedy is now. There are 600 papers. 600. On not even a drop. Okay, I'm dropping a bomb. Not even a drop of alcohol. Go look up the health risks of alcohol. There are equally as many papers on sugar. All of these things have been suppressed by ignorance, people not going up to people and saying, what are we doing serving donuts at church? Ignorance, conformity, suppression, food lobbies. These are things that are killing people. And they, I remember a friend starting a candy, an ice cream store, an acquaintance. And I just looked at them and I said, geez, I mean, I wonder what you're going to be doing to the future of people's well-being. Now, I know that this may be very bold for you, but I want people to understand that we've been paying a price for living comfortably with magazine like Woman's World that has cakes on the outside and tells you how to lose
every cover.
60 pounds. 60 pounds on the cover, and then they're showing you how to make cakes with little shamrocks on it. And I've come
a seven-layer cake with all this icing. Oh, no.
Like, you can't. It's like, why don't people see this and get cognitive dissonance? I don't know. So here's why I'm letting you know about this. If anybody has projects with children, with families, with whatever, we've got to clean up our awareness, which is what Bob does with so much love and so much awareness. But we really, really are going to have to get in, just like we have for the past 10 years, to the underground bunkers in our habits. In our habits. There's Christ, wonderful, obviously the center, but you have to get it into your daily habits. So if you have projects, I'm literally going to have and hire around people being committed to a healthy lifestyle.
Yes.
Because I think that's really, really important to model for people. And I think it's really, really important for me to use this platform to make you aware, if this is rattling you at all, you know, I came to bring a sword. It's supposed to, because too many people don't realize. Look around you as you're walking around. Look at the condition of the people that you're seeing. Look at the people going into, I have a lot of compassion. They're just doing something that they've been programmed to do, and nobody's been calling out the sugar manufacturers, the alcohol manufacturers, the big food manufacturers. And I am calling you to step it up. To step it up and do something about it in your family, in yourself.
That's right.
If you don't feel well, is it your sugar? You don't know what that does to your biome. I mean, do you think I came down with the rain? No. I had to learn to get out of these things. But listen to the people that are leaving this behind, and listen to the people that are saying, get free of sugar, get free of alcohol, get free of tobacco. These are risky substances.
And no vaping either, Sue.
But because of who we are, because of the projects we have, I think this is such a core pillar for creating a healthy society. And I'm going to use my voice and what I stand for to help you have a voice and stand for a healthy society, healthy education, removing these parasitic, toxic, just appealing to the lowest energy in humanity. And that is basically what I'm here to talk about. And now I'm done.
Man! Sue, that was really good. I love that. That was assertive.
Thank you.
That was aggressive.
That was very aggressive.
Yeah, yep. It was. And I loved it. It was great. It's kind of like, well, how do you really feel? You know what I mean? I mean, that's really good, Sue. I love that. So good, you know? I don't know.
It's truth. It's aletheia. It's truth.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we could be bringing children and families without their brains and their nervous systems completely compromised by toxic. Just go do your homework.
That doesn't even include toxicity in the environment, Sue.
Andrew Huberman and alcohol. Research it. 600 papers on not even a single drop
of alcohol.
And what it does to people's emotions and lack of emotions and avoidance and all the things that make people just, it's crazy. And it's all like people smiling. I remember watching people at a restaurant and they're smiling and smoking a cigarette. And I just was like, It's like, oh, yeah, I'm smiling because I'm killing myself. It's like, I just was startled.
Yeah.
And it's because people don't, they don't, I'm not here to tell you how to handle it. I'm here to bring that awareness.
Yes.
Just bring awareness and be guided by God to make a difference in how you live so we get a clean, healthy world. And think about the influence and the distraction that suppresses that because you're not running the purest light of God through your nervous system.
That's right. Thank you, Sue. Anything offered tonight? Anything at all?
Offered
are we offering
other than
the MedBed 100?
Well, we'll do the MedBed 100 and designing your best future. Quickly say one quick thing and we'll get off. Yes, I'm just getting bold at this late experience on the big call.
On the big call.
I am, if you're going to do designing your best future, all of this is designed so you have clarity of mind in your MedBed experience and in how you execute and move with discipline and focus through your first 6 months to a year. The first class is the most important because it literally walks you through things that I know, this is after doing it one-on-one with people, and 100% of the people said I would never have thought about it, and there are 150 tips in how to navigate through getting through if it starts to get crowded whenever you get into your appointment, all these things that you're just not going to get anywhere else. And so they're both $100, MedBed 100, Designing Your Best Future. And it is going to be
BYBF.
About how you start and the way, this is how you do it, and I'll get off. Am I 100% committed to the highest and the best of God in me? That's it. And if you are, then maybe you should be getting those two programs. That's it.
That's right. Thank you, Sue. Excellent. Thank you very much. As always, I'll tell you how to contact Sue by sending an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com to request either or both of those offerings, MedBed 100 and DYBF 100. Designing Your Best Future, DYBF 100. Okay, Sue, thank you so much. I really enjoyed that. You got me fired up tonight. That was great. Thank you for that. Really good. And, Bob, I'm taking it over to you and wondering, yes, obviously testimonials. Yes, reminder about the sale. Yes. But will you take off on what Sue brought in terms of
lifestyle medicine.
How did I not know about lifestyle medicine before? I don't know.
I never.
You intuitively you knew those five or six different areas.
Yeah.
You knew them already.
Yeah.
But you never coined the term lifestyle medicine. Bob knows lifestyle medicine. He is lifestyle medicine.
I know.
So maybe he'll take off on that, Sue, in this segment. Thank you, Sue. Bob, it's all you. It's all you, my man.
Sue, you'll be happy to know that there's actually an American College of Lifestyle Medicine.
I know. Yes. I found out that,
people
too. Yep.
Yeah, people get certified in it. They have a pretty decent curriculum. they tell you that, you know, they're talking about food and diet, and they talk about type 2 diabetes.
Yeah.
And they also go into prevention of
habit,
cancer.
Sleep. Yep.
And they talk about longevity, nutrition for longevity.
Yeah.
They go, and it's a pretty decent curriculum, and it's a good thing for people to study and then, of course, be in a position to coach other people.
Yeah.
And I was just reading an article about lifestyle and how important it is that medical doctors are advised, well advised, to partner up with health coaches that can help people with their, you know, their food habit management and avoiding toxic substances and all that. And so it is, I think, something that we'll see more and more of as we go forward with the Make America Healthy Again initiative.
Yes, I hope so.
Yep.
A lot of great new advancements in that regard. Talking about, you know, what's happening with the meetings with the pharmaceutical companies, revamping of the FDA, the advisory board for vaccines and all that. You know, it's all coming together.
Food pyramid. Food pyramid, right, Bob? Food pyramid.
Yep. And school lunches and all that. So things are starting to change in that direction, and come September, there's going to be a very detailed report from Trump's commission on health, and it's going to come out with many, many dozens of recommendations for change in policy and regulations and all that kind of thing. But
good stuff.
Bruce, there is I'll remind people we do have a sale going on, which is really great because this is the time when everything is on sale.
Mm-hmm.
So we had talked about last week how we were able to get access to a new plugin for our software that allowed us to do these graduated sales, where if people, for example, what we're doing is if somebody spend $75, they'll get a 10% discount, and then it goes up. If it's $150, you get 15%. $200, you get 20%. And this so it makes it a really good time for people to get the things that they need for the month, maybe get it for the next month as well at the same time, so you get your 20% discount. And that is going to be going on probably till the end of the month. And, you know, we got this one testimonial. So this is a really good example of what can happen with lifestyle medicine. So this is a testimonial a person sent in yesterday. And it's about the Dynamic Combo, which is our Boomer Boost product and our Gladiator Barley product, both put together. And it's a one-sentence testimonial. It says, "This dynamic combo is helping me to be totally focused on my body. It is truly a godsend. Thanks." And
wow.
This is what happens. Yeah, this is what happens when people get well-nourished for the first time in their life. And sometimes it happens on the first day because Boomer Boost has that effect. Sometimes with barley it takes 2 or 3 days, and for some people it takes more, right? But it's quite often that on the very first day people feel the energy boost and the clarity from taking Boomer Boost. it immediately ramps up your Krebs cycle. You start producing more energy, which affects every one of the metabolic pathways and all the neurotransmitters. Your brain lights up when you have more energy being produced. And it's rather simple in a sense that we've known for a long time how the Krebs cycle works, and we know exactly what type of nutrients people need in what ratios in order to make that energy-producing metabolic pathway like really function and pump out lots of energy. And so when Boomer Boost was designed, it was designed to contain everything that you need to make energy in the exact right ratios that your body needs it. Not too much of one, not too little of another, like that. And so here's a person where if they were to go to a lifestyle medicine doctor who studied for a year after medical school to get certified in lifestyle medicine, they would be like, okay, well, you have to change your diet and you have to start eliminating all these things and you have to start adding back these things and you need to get busy exercising and we have to get your cholesterol down, so we're going to have to, you know, help you with that and this and that. And it's going to be a big, complicated, multifaceted type of endeavor that can be overwhelming for people.
Right.
And instead, if you want to start feeling better right away, you can do that. You can immediately, using the right nutrition in the right concentration, with the right metabolic enzymes, with the amino acids, the right fatty acids, increasing your vitamin D level, and incorporating all the B vitamins involved in the Krebs cycle, coenzyme Q10, and all of a sudden, right away, you're feeling better, and you're probably already halfway or more to everything you would accomplish going through a complete lifestyle medicine system. All right? And the other half would be, for example, how are you sleeping? Okay, well, here's the thing. Go to our website, watch the podcast on sleep. It will give you everything that you need to be able to get a good night's sleep. And it just so happens, on the same site, you can purchase the best sleep aid that's ever been created in the history of the world, called Good Night Formula, right? And you can cover the whole aspect of sleep by implementing the suggestions in the podcast, getting some Good Night Formula, right? And here's the suggestion. Take it at nighttime with some extra barley. Why would you want to do that? It helps you to sleep better. And lo and behold, it actually helps you to retain muscle. As people get older, they go to bed after they've had dinner 2 hours earlier, and their dinner was a mixture of carbohydrates, fats, bread, desserts, couple glasses of wine. You don't have anywhere near the amount of protein or amino acids that you need to maintain the muscle you had when you went to sleep versus what you have when you wake up. People lose muscle weight while they're sleeping, right? And that's a big reason why older people have lost so much muscle weight. Most of it was lost while they were asleep, right? However, we know from recent research from people like Dr. Huberman and others that if you take in good quality protein or amino acids with metabolic enzymes, even better, you not only will lose muscle while you sleep, you can actually wake up with more muscle than you had when you went to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. I can tell you this, they're not going to teach you that in the lifestyle medicine course. And the other thing is, like this, Bruce, if you want to really do your nutrition right, you can immediately get not only that dynamic combo, but get yourself a total health system from our site. What is it?
Right.
It's a dynamic combo with vitamin D3 with some extra fatty acids. Why? Because they make the powders taste really bad, so you have to have them separate. And with what else? Probiotics. Our body is 90% other than human. Bacteria, viruses, funguses, parasites, right? And if you want to balance out that microbiome that you are living synergistically with and have access to all the metabolites that are being made by your body, which, by the way, is one of the main epigenetic clocks that life insurance companies use to determine how old you are, is what is the volume and diversity of metabolites that are being produced by your gut that feed all your metabolic pathways, including your brain circuits, right? And they can tell from your blood how many metabolites are in your blood, and they can tell from that test when you're likely to die. Well, why not take metabolites in straight through your mouth that have already been made for you, so that you not only get in one powder colony-forming units of good bacteria, but in addition, all the metabolites that they were going to make their way into your colon to produce by fermenting fiber, right? So the American College of Lifestyle Medicine, very, very, it's a very good start. Huh? Where do you go for the opposite of a very good start, which is a total and complete resource for your health and wellness with really great podcasts, YouTube videos on every one of the topics that are taught in that lifestyle medicine class, a podcast about diabetes, podcast about preventing cancer, podcast about preventing heart disease, a podcast on dementia, a podcast about circulation, and on and on and on. Over 100 of them. And in addition,
wow,
the highest quality, the most effective, the most innovative nutrition products available in the world today that not only can give you the foundation of nutrition you need, but it can actually intervene in the epigenetic clocks that are ticking as you get this sliding effect of the methylation of your genome, your epigenome, right? And it actually morphs in and out during the day, depending on the time of the day. And your genes and your epigenome is in constant flux, the genes being expressed, the epigenome moving and sliding and allowing the genes to be expressed. And for the most important things for people that are aging, like losing muscle, losing energy, losing BDNF, okay, we actually have a product that will drill into that epigenome and that sliding effect that's making it amorphous and ineffective, and will actually go in and stabilize it and drill right into the nucleus and ping the sheath around the nucleus and force an epigenetic expression of the key pieces of the genome that give rise to super strength and health and energy and vitality, okay? In the American College of Lifestyle Medicine, they do not yet know that such a genius as Eric Kurtz actually invented an epigenetic editor that you can take in a pill. Huh? So, anyway, talking about ranting and preaching, there you have it. I learned that.
That was really good. We're on
preach
fire.
It on. Preach it on, Bob. That was great.
Yeah. It was good.
So I learned that from you. I learned that from you, Bruce. Whenever you comment on Sue's teachings, that's how you do
yep.
it. So I'm modeling.
That's right.
And
that's fun. That's, thank you, Bob.
That's the end of what I wanted to say because it's 10 after 10.
Okay. Well, I think you did a great job. And I think that it was great that Sue found that topic to get into, and then you expanded on it. And, you know, your knowledge of the American College of Lifestyle Medicine, it's just really good that you brought all that together. I think that's wonderful. And, you know, you guys are both decisive, and you're both assertive, and you're both bold and brought it out tonight with boldness. And I think that's terrific. I think that's what people want to hear from leaders. They want boldness. And I think all three of us are bold. And, excellent stuff. Thank you, Bob. And I know that, you know, to get to the website, to catch, I can't believe, I didn't know you had 100 different podcasts on all of these things, Bob. But to get to that website, Just go to bigcalluniverse.com, bigcalluniverse.com. And then when you get on our landing page, at the top you'll see a banner that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's website. So you click on it, boom, you're right there. And you can go through, you can look at the sale opportunity for you based on volume, $75, $150, or $200, getting 10, 15, or 20% off based on the volume that you buy. And it's a name your own. You've just put the products that you want to get, and you put them on sale. So that's really a good idea. And that's going to go through the end of the month. So take advantage of that. And then go to the footer of the page, and you'll see the podcast Bob's talking about. You'll see the podcast about havening. You'll learn about neuro-linguistic programming. You'll learn tapping. There's a lot of information down there that you guys can check out. So I highly recommend that you do that. Now, there is an 800 number to call to get Bob's customer support, and that's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. And you guys know that Bob's on the southwest coast of Florida in St. Petersburg, Florida. I used to own a condo in St. Augustine Beach. That's why I'm driven that way. St. Petersburg, Florida, on Central Avenue. And if you're planning a trip to Florida and you want to come in to see Bob, just give him a few days heads up that you're coming and when you thought you might, and he'd probably welcome you with open arms, and you can spend a little time with him at the office. Now, to be fair, Bob is going to be going to Alaska, like he said, the 5th through the 15th of July, so that would not be a time when you would be able to get with him. However, and I hope, to be perfectly honest, that we are really no longer doing big calls by that time anyway. But we'll be working on going on vacation. We'll be working on looking at a new house. We'll be looking at, anything else that we have in mind, before we get our projects started. And we, of course, have already started planning our projects, and now it's a matter of execution of those projects. But we all have a lot of different things to do, so we'll be spending some time in the first few weeks to month or so after this goes, in which we'll be kind of enjoying the newness of it, the novelty of it, and then we'll get started with projects and get together and all that good stuff. So thank you, Bob. Appreciate that very much. It's excellent. All right, let's get into the intel a little bit here. Now, here's what has happened even on Monday, yesterday. We had word that The screens at the Redemption Center were up, but only for about an hour. And of all the currencies that we heard about, we got a report on the Iranian rial, which I thought, I wonder what they're going to do with Iran, because we knew the currency had come off of the screen a few days prior, whether it was Monday or Tuesday of last week, it had come off the screens with the fighting and so on that was going on, the lobbing of missiles back and forth and all. Well, the rate was up yesterday, and it was over $3 on the rial. So that was interesting. And today, we heard from a Redemption Center leader that said that they had, of the 24 different currencies that we expect to be in the first and only offering or basket, only 9 had come up on the Redemption Center screens. And they were solid. They weren't blinking, flashing, or whatever. They had solid rates. I'm thinking, okay, that's good. 9 down, 15 to go. And that's about where we stand. We've got more that need to populate, more that need to come up. So that's where we are at the Redemption Centers. And we have heard from about 4 different sources that are saying almost the same thing. And one of our sources said, come this Thursday, 2 days from now, we would all have a big smile from ear to ear on our face. We'd be happy. We'd be smiling. Another source said we would be a couple more days, just wait a couple more days, and we would be getting notified. Another source said we would be that the releases would be starting late afternoon Thursday. Okay, let's define late afternoon. For me, it's 4, 5, or 6 p.m. When you get into 7 o'clock, you're really into the evening. So let's say 4, 5, 6 afternoon, all times Eastern in this case, we should be getting notifications. All releases come out. Now, when we say releases, I don't like the word because it can mean different things. I believe it can mean our notifications, and I hope that's what it means. It can also mean funds being released for bondholders. Our bondholders are hearing that they should have access to their funds Thursday or Friday. And I think if we can get our 800 number released, in other words, the email releases to us, the emails released, we would have the numbers Thursday late afternoon in time for, drum roll please, the big call celebration call. Because we would have a call, Thursday night, 2 nights from now, we would have a call with an 800 number, and we would make sure everybody has it, and we could celebrate and do a nice short call. That's what I would hope would happen. It's not absolute, but that's what it is pointing to right now. Every major source, and they're not that many that are weighing in, there are, like I said, I had 4 that have come in, and they are saying that they expect things to happen starting Thursday. Well, listen, if we get our numbers Thursday afternoon, we set our appointments, you still jump over and catch the big call Thursday night, and you set your appointment for Friday or Saturday, whatever, then we should be off and running. We're off to the races, as they've said, right? That's what I would hope for. We'll have all our currencies back up on the screens. We are in favor of redemption centers because the rates will be better for us. I know the ZIM rate is going to be what we've said, on par with our U.S. and dollar. And we've got the contract rate available to us on the Iraqi dinar. And I've told you guys where that is. Last time we looked, it was mid-90s. And, of course, everything else accordingly. So that's as far as we go on that topic. Let's talk about what's been happening in Iran and Israel and the successful bombing run with our B-2 bombers and our bunker-busting bombs that were dropped, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We did it. It created a green light for us to go forward. And I'll tell you another thing. The Chinese elders, who are still in this thing big time, sequestered, they wanted this to happen like by tomorrow. They wanted the peace to be set with Iran and with Israel by tomorrow, Wednesday. And Trump did that. President Trump did that. Now, both Iran and Israel both violated the little peace treaty by getting their last licks in shortly after the 12-hour period had started. However, hopefully that's it. Hopefully that is it. And yes, did we decimate the nuclear capability of Iran by taking out those installations where they're refining that uranium and so on? Yes, we did. I mean, some people put out, oh, I don't think we got it all, or they're going to start their program in a few months, start back. Don't count on it. Don't even count on it. They got it. They got them, and I don't think there's any uranium that's out or that was snuck out of there. The opposite happened. They actually brought more stuff into the bunkers thinking they were safe there. And I've been paying attention to a lot of different things, and that's the best information I think so far that's come out of it. So, is it a done deal? We'll have to see. We'll have to just pray that there's no more ramifications from those issues and that we can enter into a period of peace, which is a major part of JSARA. A period of peace without conflict or war. That's kind of part of it, major part of it. Now, what about the start of NASARA? That's our part of it. And we're also, in a way, part of JSARA. We've got the new USN currency. It's asset-backed. We're already completely on the quantum financial system. Finally, everybody is interconnected and on it globally. Okay, we said they were before, and they sort of were and sort of all weren't, but now we understand they all are. Good. Good for us. So that's a positive thing. And now we've got the cryptocurrencies are lined up to digitally back the USN. That's good to go. Those two are going to work in concert. The assets, which are gold, silver, platinum, palladium, crude oil, natural gas, etc., etc. There's quite a few assets that they use to back up the value of our USN dollar and United States Treasury note. USTN is what's on the actual printed currency that we have. And you know what's funny about it is that stuff's been printed and ready to go for over 2.5 years in the banks already and in our redemption centers, shrink-wrapped, probably in totals of 1,000, probably. And they want us to take between, say, 3,000 and 5,000 if we want it. We don't have to take the new USTN cash. You're not a cash person. Don't worry about it. But if you are, you know, you can take some of these new notes. And of course, it comes off your total with Wells Fargo. Let's see what else is pertinent. We can forget an increase in Social Security this month. That did not happen. or anybody that I know of that receives social. R&R is still going to be at the Redemption Center for us, and it'll come in direct deposit to those that they have a bank account for. If you don't have a bank account, you'll end up getting it somehow mailed to you as a U.S. Treasury check or a certified funds check from Wells Fargo. Certified funds. In other words, a certified check that is good. It's going to be good. So you got that. Doge. Doge may not start until July. I don't know about Doge. We were supposed to get that this month. Didn't happen. Increase in Social Security. Didn't happen this month. I know we have another week to go, but I don't know that it's going to happen. So those four things, RV, R&R, Doge payments, increase in Social Security if you're on it, those four things will probably start for us hopefully Friday. We get notified Thursday, set appointments, exchange Friday or Saturday. You know, we're in. We're off and running. That's what I wanted to say about that. Is there anything else of value to us? Oh, I know one other thing. Bondholders are flying in as of 6:30 Eastern tonight, let's call it 3:30 Pacific this afternoon, into Reno. And they're coming in for final vetting of who they are to make sure they are who they say they are for bonds and to get their accounts settled. And I think they'll probably get some idea when they'll have access to funds. I think they'll have access quite possibly Thursday or Friday, probably at this point. Maybe some will get access tomorrow, but I think it's going to end up being Thursday or Friday. So those flights are coming in. There'll be a flurry of those flights coming in tonight that already started this afternoon, like I said, at 3:30 Pacific. And that should continue for the next, 4 or 5 days. That will be something that will be ongoing. They won't catch everybody, do everybody in 2 days. That'll take at least 4 or 5 days to complete. We should be well under our way come this weekend. And I know the 4th of July, I've heard NASARA could officially start or be announced or be, you know, underway, if you will, with the information that we're looking to hear officially July 1st, July 3rd, July 4th. They've been all those dates. I don't know. I know President Trump wanted us to be started with NASARA, at least started with it, by the 4th of July. And I hope that we get, you know, a full synopsis of what it's going to include, you know, by the 4th of July or on the 4th of July. And then we'll take it and go from that point on. I know we're getting toward the end of the month. I know today is the 24th, right? Yep, 24th. So we have another week left in the month or more. Yeah, that's right, another week. Because the 31st is the last day of June 30th, that's right. So we've got a little less than a week to go, and then we have the week of the first week of July. So we've got some time between now and the 4th for them to get this thing started, and I believe we will start this weekend, whether that's Friday or Saturday for us, we should. That's what we've got as far as the intel so far. And I like what we've heard because it all tended to agree on something positive happening for us on Thursday. Even if it's notifications only, we're over 50% there, guys. When we get notified, we get those emails with the 800 number, we can call the call center with the number and set our appointments, we're golden. We really are. We're all set. Now, beyond that, what else is going on? Sue's offering the MedBed 100 still. Let me tell you something. If you have an inkling that, yeah, I don't know, I'm getting on up there. I got some issues with my body. I'm not exactly in perfect health. Yeah, that MedBed sounds pretty good. It should. You should prepare yourself for that appointment for the MedBed because you'll have 15 to 20 minutes before you lay into the MedBed to go through everything that you want to have imputed to you. Okay? An accounting term, imputed. So, why don't you pick up the MedBed 100, invest $100 in your future, and get that class. Get that whole course of 2 nights, about 3 hours, and you'll hear things you've never even thought of that you might want to consider and have on your list, your MedBed list, of what you want to have, what you want to do, what you want to impart to yourself before you get there. Because you can't just get there and show up and go, you can't be like that. You've got to be there and be prepared, have it written down, typed up, if possible, have it typed up, and then be able to go through some of those things with the attendant that's there as they enter those things into their computer and then discuss a few things. If you need to ask a few questions, you can do that. But get that MedBed 100 course. Very important. Very important to grab that. It's only $100. The other offering is the Designing Your Best Future, DYBF 100. It's a 4-night course of an hour and a half each night, total of 6 hours, okay, that, like Sue said tonight, it'll take care of you for the first couple of months, the first 6 months, even the first year. Everything you need to know to get started when you walk out of the Redemption Center and you go, okay, now what? Well, the now what is in DYBF 100. To get both, it's $200, right? If you want just the MedBed 100, $100. DYBF, $100 for all 4 nights classes. And you get these as links that you click on, and then you can just start and stop or listen to as much as you want. You can go back, listen again. If you want to hear something else again and again, you can do that. But send that email to Sue tonight. And you go, okay, what do I send it to? You send it to Integrated Minds, which is Integrated Minds at hushmail.com. Minds is MINDS. Integrated Minds at hushmail.com. When you send it off, put in the subject line, MedBed 100 plus DYBF 100 or whatever. Whatever you want to order, just put it in there and in the body of your email, make it short and sweet, and just say, I have PayPal or I plan to use PayPal, or you can invoice me, which she does that through PayPal. You'll get an invoice, and then put your name and your cell phone number in case she needs to text you, which she won't do unless she has to, because she really wants to just do it by email. And watch your emails. Let the first email, send it out, and be looking for a contact email to come back to you. She'll respond back. You get that. And then keep watching for emails about 6-8 hours later, they're going to be coming in. You'll be getting the email, and just don't ignore it. Go back and pick it up. Pick it up, open it up. If she says, okay, I'm ready for you to send payment, you can do that, and then she'll send you the recordings as a link in your email, which you click on, and then you're off and listening. That's what you should do. Now, what about Bob? What about Bob? What about boomers? What about getting your health and getting the nutrition that you need that you're not getting in these processed foods at the store these days? Now, if you're really eating well, that's great, but you can always supplement your healthy eating plan, I call it, your healthy eating plan with vitamin D3, vitamin C, B complex, so many cool herbs like ashwagandha and turmeric and a resveratrol. And, you know, all these things are very important for you, and your body loves those things. Boomer Boost and Barley, the dynamic combo, great to put on sale. Put it on sale. Bet it on your total order. You'll get 10, 15, or 20% off. When you hit $200, you're at 20%. So go ahead and get what you need for the remainder of the month, and go to the website, bigcalluniverse.com, and then you'll click over on the banner that's at the top of the homepage that says Boomers. You click on it, it'll take you right into Bob's website. And look around while you're in there. Throw an order together, put it on your cart, boom. And if you need the phone number to listen to talk to somebody in customer support, or you have a question, or you're not quite sure about this product or that product, call them up. They're great, especially with Big Call Universe listeners. When they know that you're, I listened to Bob on the Big Call. I listened to Bruce and Bob and Sue on the Big Call, you know? And then they say, oh, okay, sure, great, good to have you. And then you use the 800 number, which you should put in your phone, 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. Now, that's what I wanted to bring to you guys tonight. I will look forward to more information tomorrow and Thursday before Thursday night's call. I'm hoping that the intel we have holds up and we do get the releases, which I hope refers to our emails Thursday before the call, and I can put that number out. My understanding is they want me to do that. So all they need to do is provide me the number and we'll put it out on Thursday's call. So, that's what I wanted to say tonight. Appreciate everybody. Thank you, Sue, so much for everything that you're doing and have done for the last almost 10 years. In July, Bob will have been on the Big Call for 10 years. And thank you, everybody that's been listening, for these 14 years that we've had the Big Call. And I'm excited about this week. I want to have this before the end of June. And let's go ahead and get it this week and then start off the month of July completely anew. So let's pray the call out before my voice cracks and have a good night tonight and a great day tomorrow. Lord God, we just thank you so much for everybody that has brought information to the Big Call. Thank you for the satellite team. Thank you for GCK. Thank you for Jeannie and Pastor Scott. Thank you for Sue and Bob, and of course all of Big Call Universe. Continue to bless them. Keep them in the palm of your hand for eternity. But certainly thank you for the timing of this blessing, which is almost here. Thank you for bringing the blessing home to us. Thank you for giving us a great night's sleep tonight. Help us to be healthy, healed, and whole. Thank you for your provision and all that you do in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Everybody have a great night, and we will look forward to seeing you on Thursday. God bless you guys.